Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
Trey.
Hello.
I didn't mean to catch you while you were taking a drink. Go ahead.
Okay,
finish.
Hang on.
Was it delicious?
It was so good. I'm so energized now for my coffee.
I'm happy.
I'll be able to talk so fast and you won't be able to keep up with me. And
I
I'll just
can't
talking
keep
and talking
up anyway.
And talking right now and then you'll never be able to stop me.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. I know how you feel about kids.
Hate them.
Why?
Because they smell bad and they run around everywhere and they don't really have much to bring to the conversation. I like their food. Let me tell you, I like all the kid stuff. You got gummy bears. You get yourself a nice Lunchable. Love that stuff from the kids. But not a big fan of the actual human animal thing.
I know that it drove you crazy before when I posted so many pictures of my cat on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Does it drive you insane now that I post all kinds of pictures of my nephew Jake on my Instagram?
I unfollowed you.
Oh, you did? Did you really?
No, I really didn't.
I mean, he's only 2.5 and he's super cute.
I post whatever you want. You don't need to be using my judgment.
I feel like you have set the bar for what I need to post on Instagram.
Can I just say, I remember when I used to be so scared of you. I've worked with you now for 6 years and I wouldn't talk to you at all.
Why?
Like, I'd be like, "Hi, Shane." Because I loved you.
Oh.
I mean, not that I don't love you now, but I used to just be a psycho Shannon fanatic. And I thought everything you did was hilarious.
It still is.
Of course it is. But now I'm able to interact with you instead of just being like on one side of the radio where I just like, oh my gosh, I love Shannon so much.
I kind of like this thing that I'm doing, bringing fans of mine in to do this podcast with me.
Oh, have other people been like,
Anna,
I love Shannon?
Anna was kind of giddy the other day when I hugged her.
Well, you are a big deal.
I know.
You're Psycho Shannon. You've been a part of my life since I can remember.
Okay. We don't have to brag about my greatness anymore.
We can
do that again later. But I was on my Kindle the other night looking for new books to get from my nephew Jake, because that's something that we do every time I have him, and I have him 3 days a week. We read books. So we needed new books to read.
What kind of skill level are we talking here? He's 2.5, so you're looking at like Cat in the Hat to advanced?
No, we're not there yet. I just got him a book called All Aboard the Potty Train.
Okay.
And it does say chugga chugga poo poo.
Nice.
On there.
Nice.
He reads a lot of train books. He's really into Thomas.
Okay. Do you have Come on, ride that train.
That's
and ride it.
I'm planning that for his third birthday party.
Okay.
Yes. So anyway, I was on my Kindle looking for books for him, and all of a sudden this book pops up that's called The Night Dad Went to Jail. And the cover of The Night Dad Went to Jail is this little bunny rabbit, and he has a sad face, and he's writing a letter, I guess, to Dad, who does end up going to prison.
Okay.
I did read this book. I had to know how it went, and it's pretty horrid.
How much did you spend on it?
I got it for free through Amazon Prime.
Perfect.
So it was free. I don't feel too bad about it, but here's the description of the book. When someone you love goes to jail, you might feel lost, scared, or even mad. What do you do? No matter who your loved one is, this story can help you through the tough times. They don't tell you that in this book, Daddy breaks a law, gets arrested in front of the kids. The social worker comes and asks the kids questions, takes them away. They have to sit there all night waiting for Mommy to finally pick up the phone and find out that her kids are at social services. Then they take Daddy to prison, which is an upgrade because now little baby bunny rabbit can touch Daddy during visitation. Whereas before, it was just talking on the phone through a piece of glass.
All they did was change the human to a bunny. You know
I
how, like,
know.
Sometimes they'll, like, make it where, like, oh, he was eating a carrot, and that's when the...
No.
But no, it's 100% real.
The poor little bunny asked the police officers, what did my daddy do? And they say, Daddy might have broken a law. Well, Daddy must have done one hell of a crime if he gets booked from jail to prison and sent away for like 4 months. They could have at least told the bunny what Daddy did.
Now, you would think that in this prison, you know what bunnies do best.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have some conjugal visits.
Making lots of baby bunnies.
That's right.
In his spare time.
I have to go back to bunny prison. Do you think that, you know what happens in prison, like with guys...
With guys?
And bunnies are known for,
making lots of babies.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Do they think they like have soap issues, like dropping the soap?
Or
do
you soap think on a rope?
Just, yeah, yeah. Do you think they have any kind of, or do you think that...
It's probably a very big epidemic in bunny prison.
Just everybody's they running probably, rampant on each other?
They probably have nurseries for baby bunny mommies.
Right.
That accidentally get knocked up while they're in bunny prison.
Okay, this sorry is to derail you.
Everything about this is completely ridiculous.
I agree. It's great.
I mean, at least pick something other than a bunny, like a coyote. A coyote would probably go to
wait,
jail.
Wait.
A coyote
are
would
you,
go to jail before a bunny would go to jail.
Are you kidding
Come on.
Me?
Come on.
That is ridiculous.
Why? Okay, a snake.
I feel like the way that this book is structured is that, is it a bunny arresting another bunny? Was that how it worked?
I think it's all bunnies.
It's
in the
all
book.
Bunnies.
I
so
believe
now,
so.
Within the bunny community, I believe there are probably rules and hierarchies and authority figures. In coyote world, those coyotes are just anarchists. There are no rules. There are no prisons. But I believe in the bunny world, there would be a prison.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's the reason that the hyena or the coyote wouldn't go to jail.
I think bunnies totally hold each other accountable.
Whereas I think snakes, because there are a bunch of different levels of snakes, you've uh-huh. got yourselves like the anacondas, which are like the obese snakes, and you've uh-huh. got yourself like the little garden snakes. I think that there's such a difference in all of those. There definitely would have to be a jail because you got some sneaky ones, you got others that are just kind of like chilling and calm, and you got the real dangerous ones, the murderers that are venomous.
That's I'm definitely gonna write that book now.
I just came up with this all in the last like 30
or
seconds.
Do something.
Thanks, coffee.
Where the main character is not living, like Tomato, the night Tomato Daddy went to jail. Wow.
All right, so
I did not intend for this to go that direction.
Hard left turn.
It's okay. Anyway, I brought you in with me to play a little game. It's called Two Truths and a Possible Lie. Because I'm too lazy to come up with that many lies,
okay.
is the honest reason why. So I've gotten together three book titles per question. One of them might be a lie, or maybe they're all real, I guess
Got
would
it.
Be the way to put
okay.
it. So
you two pick of them, out. There are at least two that are definitely real.
At least two that are real.
Could
maybe
be three.
And you have to pick out the fake title.
I can do this.
And then if you want to, if one of the real titles strikes your fancy, I can read you the description because they're pretty... amazing.
Okay.
Okay.
If I know you, there's going to be something about mental health, something about same-sex couples. There's going to be let's see.
That I made up or real?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't but just cuz I know you're that would be where your brain would go.
Okay.
Be like, "Okay, I'll click on those." And then something about heavy drug use.
We'll see if you're right.
Okay.
Question number 1. Here are the three titles. Maybe Your Leg Will Grow Back, The House That Crack Built, and I Wish You Were Never Born.
Ooh. Okay. One more time. You
okay.
got Maybe Your Leg Will Grow Back. That's what I'm leaning towards. The House That Crack Built is definitely real.
I Wish You Were Never Born.
I'm going to have to say Maybe Your Leg Will Grow Back is fake.
That is real.
No.
That is real. The one that I made up was I Wish You Were Never Born.
Well, now, so can I get a description on
absolutely.
I wish you? I wish you would never. I would wish you were never born. What was that about?
Oh, I didn't write my own description.
Oh, dang
it's
it.
Probably a really pissed off mom getting mad at the kid who's out of control and just saying, "I wish you were never born."
I assumed
thus causing the child to spin further out of control and go into a life of crime, drugs, and maybe being a mobster.
I was thinking it was going to be because I don't see what's the moral of that story.
There is none. There is none. It would just be really inappropriate.
It's page turning it.
That is a book that I would give somebody at a baby shower for sure. I did give somebody one time.
You think there's going to be redemption at some point?
And it just gets worse and worse where the bad kid ends up rotting to death in prison and nobody ever comes to visit them and it's just bad.
Okay, so you were
That's
going to do
book.
What?
I said I would definitely give this book to somebody at a baby shower.
For sure. Oh, boy. I also, what I was really thinking it was going to be was that it was like a older brother was saying that he wishes his little brother wasn't ever born. And then by the end of it.
They're best friends.
They're best friends.
Who
is
wants
redemption
that crap?
Then, I don't know.
That doesn't happen.
I'm interested to hear about Maybe Your Leg Will Grow Back. There's a story of redemption for sure.
Okay, here's the description of Maybe Your Leg Will Grow Back. Finding the bright side of a terrible situation has never been easier. thanks to the adorable baby animal postcards found in Maybe Your Leg Will Grow Back. Amanda McCall and Ben Schwartz, nationally best-selling authors of Grandma's Dead, are back with their third collection of cuteness designed to soften life's unexpected blows. Whether you're dealing with shark attacks, incurable diseases, or incarcerations in filthy third world prisons, Maybe Your Leg Will Grow Back even includes a bonus DIY craft section to help you find the sunny side of any catastrophe.
So, like in the do-it-yourself craft, it's like they give you all the pieces to put together this little figurine except for one leg.
Or they give you one of the, you know, those little things that you put in water and it grows a little bit bigger every day.
Yeah.
Maybe it's one of those things that you hope that it grows.
That might be true. Okay.
I don't
know. So was this, these are all on Amazon, you say?
These are on Amazon.
Okay.
Yes. You can, I'll give you my list and you can go search for them.
I will try to, or if they're on Amazon Prime reading, I might do it.
Yeah, they are. Question number two. When daddy's cheating with your teacher, .. grandma's dead. Sorry about that.
Spoiler.
One. A passion for donkeys.
Oh, boy. When dad's cheating with the teacher's fake.
Yes, it is. See, I told you mine would really suck.
Children love animals is the reason that I leaned towards that one.
Well, maybe daddy is a whoring bunny.
But that book needs to be written.
I'm going to write it.
Do you have any kind of animal in mind? Is it still a bunny?
Oh, it would have to be something that's really promiscuous.
There's this crane. We work on a canal. There's this crane that walks down the canal a lot. And the way he walks, this is who I imagine as the, he's wearing a gold chain. And he's kind of bobbing his head back and forth as he walks. That's who I imagine is your main character, is the dad.
Like the Leon Phelps crane kind
yes,
of thing?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I would make that my main character any day. And I'm totally going to have to go write these books now. I already wrote my nephew a story called Big Booty Judy.
Read it.
I don't have it with me.
Oh,
but
that needs to be just its separate own podcast that you post.
Big Booty Judy?
For sure. Because
okay.
Then people can play it for their kid at night.
It goes something like Big Booty Judy was walking down the street to this something something beat. I don't remember the words, but it rhymes and it's got like a little rhythm.
Okay.
And if I knew how to draw, I would totally have it done.
Shannon, it's even funnier if you don't know how to draw.
Okay.
People, I'm telling you, Kid Nation would buy every copy. We'd sell it out and have to go and get another print.
Of Big Booty Judy. All right, let's go on to the third one. How to be a drug dealer. If a peacock finds a pot leaf and still stripping after 25 years.
That one's hard. These are children's books. Or are they just
maybe
books?
Perhaps.
Okay.
I went into the adult category too for some of them.
Still stripping after 25 years is real. Peacock finds a pot leaf for real. Mm-hmm. And then the first one was, what was the title?
How to be a drug dealer.
I'm going to say they're all three real.
You're right.
All right.
Listen to this, Trey. This is amazing and made me want to buy the book.
Okay.
How to be a drug dealer. Are you tired of working all day and night without having anything to show for it? Yes.
Who isn't?
Would you like to be able to afford a vacation or just be your own boss? This book will do just that by teaching you how to be a drug dealer. Are you already a drug dealer but want to expand your business? Look no further than this book to help you increase your profits and grow your empire.
Well, when you purchase that book, you got to purchase Visitation Day for your kids, too, because that way they know what happens.
They have the prison alphabet.
Okay.
And I went through the other night and tried to do... Okay, you want to try it?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait.
Let's go back and forth.
Back and forth
yeah.
through the prison alphabet.
So A is for okay. arrested. B is you.
Is for bail.
C is for cell.
D is for detainment.
E is for examination of the rectal type. Don't they do that? Yeah, they do, because I was watching that Women in Prison show that you told me about.
Here, let me give you a demonstration of what
they have to
do.
They have to bend over and cough three times.
I was going to bend over and cough.
Okay, so you're F.
So F would be forensics.
That's so smart. G would be gangsta.
H would be, what is this? Habeas corpus.
What is that?
It's where you can't, you have to be tried.
Seriously, this is a coloring book.
Oh, this is a coloring book?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I was just trying to come up
with... Okay, you're too smart for this.
All right!
Okay, so you win the alphabet game.
That's right.
Okay, next one. A Practical Guide to Racism, Dancing with Jesus, or If You Don't Love Elvis, You Should Be Dead.
Practical Guide to Racism is the fake.
That's true. That's real.
That's real?
That's real.
Oh, so then the Elvis one's the fake.
That's fake, yeah.
Okay.
Dancing with Jesus is real, too.
Of course it is.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Right.
Okay, we'll move. This
Wait,
is...
no, I need to hear about the...
Okay, you want to hear about it?
I want to hear about the book that was real.
Practical Guide to Racism?
Yes.
Meet C.H. Dalton, a professor of racialist studies. That leaf blowing is really distracting me. I don't understand it.
You may go ask him to stop.
Anyway, back to the book. No, I'm not going to be a butt. A professor of racialist studies and an expert of inferior people of all ethnicities, genders, religions. Are you really going to ask the leaf blower to stop? You can't open the door.
Hang on.
It's okay, Trey. Oh, good job.
Hey, could you cut out the leaf blowing for a minute? He can't hear me.
No, he can't, but I appreciate you trying.
Welcome.
Presenting evidence that everyone should be hated.
Okay.
A practical guide to racism.
At least he's going across the board and not singling anybody out.
Everybody should be hated, yeah. Okay, next. Everything I know about women I learned from my tractor... Why is Daddy in a dress?
Oh.
Crafting with cat hair.
Oh, this one's really hard.
Yeah.
Because I want to say that you made up the crafting with cat hair by looking at your cat.
Okay.
Daddy in a dress seems like it would be real. I'll go with the cat hair is fake.
That is true. They're all
right.
Real.
They're all real?
I keep saying true and it's real. Yeah, they're all real. There is actually a book about crafting with cat hair. Are your favorite sweaters covered with cat hair? Do you love to make quirky and one-of-a-kind crafting products? If so, then it's time to throw away your lint roller and curl up with your kitty. Crafting with cat hair shows readers how to transform stray clumps of fur into soft and adorable handicrafts. From kitty tote bags and finger puppets to fluffy cat toys, picture frames, and more.
I know what I'm getting from you for Christmas.
That's horrible.
What?
I can imagine. People probably sit there and tweeze their poor kitties and make kitty cat hair projects.
Do they have reviews?
They do.
It's like 5-star reviews for kitty cat hair crafts?
Pretty much every one of these has a really high review.
Oh my gosh.
And I was shocked to find that. Last section of books, okay?
Okay.
Everything I want to do is illegal. Does God ever speak through cats? Castration, the advantages and disadvantages.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Does God ever speak through cats? Cannot be a book.
That is a book.
Oh, my gosh.
Does God ever speak through cats?
I thought it was just you having a weird day.
Is a book about Christian spirituality and cats.
That's the description?
Yeah. And I'm so glad that you're expecting a cat hair gift from me now.
Or did you get the book?
No, not yet.
You have to.
I met my prime limit. And so.
Wait, what's. There's a prime limit?
Yeah, you can only get 10 books a month or something.
Okay, interesting. So they're going to keep coming with the suggested for you.
Yes. Which was the greatest thing ever when I was looking through
right.
this stuff because.
In a year, it's not going to be so funny.
I could not believe some of the stuff that I was looking at.
What are the other books you got on Amazon Prime right now? What are the real books you're reading?
Let's see. I mostly get audiobooks.
Okay.
So that I can not read and I can just listen to it
sure.
in my car or
yep.
whatever. I got the Four Agreements.
Gotcha.
I got the 5 Love Languages.
What love language are you?
You know, I couldn't decide.
You got to take the test online.
I think I'm kind of a mixture of all of them.
Well, sure.
And a messy mixture.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Some
what
days,
are you?
Some days you're a touch person. Other days you're a gift person.
I feel
other
like you wouldn't be a touch
person.
Person.
No, I. Well, see, with love though, it's completely different. Like with my girlfriend, like I would like to do nothing but be holding hands with her and be.
Really?
But I don't want to hug the other common normal people.
Are you a words of affirmation person?
No.
No?
No, no. I'm terrible at getting compliments.
I get that.
I'm just like the time per is time. Time's one of them where you just spend time with me.
Sure.
I think that's my thing.
We'll go with that. I don't like gifts.
Remember. I feel bad because you're spending your money. Just spend some time with me.
Aw, Trey, you want to hang out today?
Not even a little bit.
Oh.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.